Imagine if you could possibly meet the Baal Shem Tov and ask him what you're missing spiritually. What do you think he would say, and how would he educate you to learn this new character trait? Good afternoon. The Baal Shem Tov would often send his students to the most remote and obscure places to learn various character traits of love, of honesty. Go to Chaim the fisherman in Moscow to learn what it means to be honest. Go to Levi the tailor in Minsk so you'll learn what love really means. And this is something that we really see in Ethics of Our Fathers, chapter 4, Mishnah 4, where it says, be of low spirit before all men. But before the Baal Shem Tov, this was understood more as a modicum of behavior. Act with respect to everyone. Act as if you have a low spirit before all. But the Baal Shem Tov actually taught, no, that there is something that every person has to teach you. And that's why in Ethics of Our Fathers, chapter 4, Mishnah 1, it says, who is wise? He who can learn from every single person. And this is how the Baal Shem Tov explained a verse in Numbers chapter 5, verse 17. It says, the Kohen should take from the earth that is in the floor of the tabernacle. The Baal Shem Tov said that you may think that you're a Kohen. You may think that you are on a high spiritual plane. But in order to learn where you need to go spiritually, you can go to the very floor of the tabernacle and take everything you need for spiritual guidance. Every single person has something that they surpass you in some way, and therefore you can take from the floor from the most ignorant person and learn how to live your life in a higher, deeper, and more connected way. I dedicate a minute of Torah today to Mrs. Lily Shashua in honor of her birthday today. May you have a year of bracha v'yatzlacha b'gashmius v'ruchnius. Have a wonderful day.